WRJMLP, Coleman. Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Well, hello, hello. Happy Thursday night, and thank you for tuning in tonight. It's me, Sandy, your health and lifestyle coach, and we're so glad that you're here. What a week. So we just got through one of the first little holidays of the season, and that is Halloween. And I'm wondering, how is everybody doing from that? I've seen a lot of things on Facebook, in my world, where people have, you know, pretty much made the decision that they were going to go and not indulge in all those treats, or if they were, they were going to be mindful about it. And for most of it, it was pretty successful. And then another thing that I had read this week that I thought was interesting is November 1st happens to be the second largest day of the year to start a diet. I never knew that before, but I pretty much figure just, you know, getting through people probably eating exuberant amounts of Halloween treats, probably starting from about October 15th, probably is what really encourages that to happen. So that was interesting. I don't know if anybody else out there had heard that before, but I hadn't. So I just thought that I would share that just in case you were thinking about starting a diet on November 1st. We're going to move right along and talk about some things that I have coming up. So every Saturday morning at the Red Door Cafe locally, we've been working through our book and our workbook, and it's all about healthy lifestyle. One of the things that I could tell you the name of the workbook is Living a Longer, Healthier Life. And it's pretty cool because the first half of it is all about the thin, healthy mind and getting that mind wrapped around what does it take to live a healthy lifestyle? What does that involve? What does that look like choice-wise? What does that look like decision-wise? And I'll tell you that most of the time we end up coming from a place of problem. And we reach a point where we get sick and tired of being sick and tired and we want to solve a problem. And most of the time that problem is we want to lose weight. That's usually the foundation of it. But coming at it from a problem orientation doesn't work nearly as well, and it doesn't give you the momentum or willpower. Willpower is pretty fleeting most of the time. But moving forward and looking at it as if you want to bring something into your life. So if you can start to wrap your head around, if you're really serious and you want to get healthy, and one of the things that we're going to talk about a little bit later tonight is how are we benefited by getting closer to a healthy weight? What does that actually do for us? You know, we know we look better and feel better, but what's going on also at the same time? But let's just say that you want to be 30 pounds lighter. And if you can remember a time that you were 30 pounds lighter, what was different about your life then than it is now? And what would you be able to do when you were at that goal? Are there things that you would be able to, perhaps maybe move more easily, maybe tie your shoes, maybe play with your kids without getting out of breath, maybe get up off of the floor after sitting on the floor. I know that's a struggle for a lot of people, especially when they become grandparents and they want to get on the floor and play with those babies, but it's a struggle. Maybe you just really do want to feel better and you want to live, instead of get rid of your aches and pains, maybe you just want to live pain-free. What a dream. And all that is possible. But if you can kind of start shifting the focus from what you want to leave behind and bring into focus what you want to create, that's going to really help to move things along. It's just really important. I know it's really hard. I spent my whole life pretty much trying to get away from something instead of create something. So it's taken me a long time to wrap my head around it. But it makes so much sense now, and it's just really fun to be able to help people think of those things where their life could be different and better. And a lot of times, too, it doesn't really get that clear until you start on a journey. And as you move forward and you start to accomplish those little things, then your world does start to open up more. And you can start to believe and get creative with what you want to bring into your life. Because I know, boy, gosh, I was so hopeless when I got started. Of course, this, like doing something like this, talking about health, this wasn't even on my radar at all. So this would have been definitely something that I would have probably not ever even, it just would have never even happened. So it's just really kind of fun the way life can open up by making a decision of getting healthy. So I just want to encourage people to do that. And this is definitely a great time for that. It's a great time to be the example and show others around you that you don't have to just succumb to all of what's going on. I just actually had a great call with somebody who went through Halloween and all kinds of different family events this weekend and made the decision for herself that she was going to really not focus on weight loss, not focus on the scale, but just really focus on making those healthy choices and focus on keeping her body fueled and keeping her body balanced, because she also knew there were going to be some emotional triggers, and that helped her so much, not only to just keep moving forward in her journey, kind of, you know, not pick up those old habits that are easy to pick up sometimes. And she was able to really come through that feeling victorious and feeling very balanced through it all. And she was also able to enjoy all of the social situations that she was involved with. And we have talked on the show too about how just by us making a healthy choice, sometimes it gives the people around us who normally wouldn't make a healthy choice, it kind of gives them permission to do that. And she was telling me how she, just by her doing that at some of these events, it did. And it showed her that just by her doing that, other people did follow. So there really is. I mean, health is contagious, just like everything else is contagious. Health is, it's contagious. So it's fun. Anyway, I want to move forward. I do want to also give a little shout out to Chad. He's not here this week. He'll be joining us back next week. And we have a lot of things that we want to talk about when he comes back. He's going to be sharing a little bit more of the technical side because of his experience as a personal trainer. And we're going to even start thinking about taking the show on the road a little bit and doing some Facebook Live. But we'll have to just surprise you with that. All right. So one of the other things that came up this week for me is actually, let's bring it back to the sugar again, because I had, you know, I really had the best intention of leaving it alone. And I ended up making a cake this week on Sunday. It was a birthday cake, all made from scratch, mind you. I definitely would rather have people, if you're going to ingest stuff like that, definitely have it made from scratch and not have it be all this boxed and processed stuff that has all the high fructose corn syrup and all the chemicals and things in it. So that's what we did. We made a cake from scratch, and I don't know. I gave myself permission to have it. And I don't know where that self-talk came in, but it came in and I did that. And it's just, for me, that just ends up being like a fire hose. I would like to sit here and say I had that one piece of cake and I handled it perfectly, but it wasn't like that. And so here we get a couple days later, ba-boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. I feel like, almost feel like I had committed a crime against my body the way I've been feeling, because I'm not used to that stuff anymore. And all I mean, I know that it, all the internal stuff, it's the insulin, it's the inflammation, it's just all that stuff that comes together. So, I feel good being transparent with that. Just because I know the stuff, it's so hard sometimes. It just doesn't mean that it's, a perfect path for sure. So anyway, my big plan, I've been sugar free for 2 days now, feeling a lot better, and just plan to move forward and continue and make my choices. See, I would be okay with it if it was a planned choice, but it wasn't. It was like my mind taking over and it happened. So I'm not against stuff like that. I just think for me, they have to be planned. So anyway, enough of that. We're going to take a break and come back, and we are going to talk about how is it going to help your body and your life by reaching a healthy weight. You're listening to Path Changers Habits of Health Talk. And we'll be right back.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Attention Coleman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95coleman.com today. Or visit our website, live95coleman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Coleman's independent radio.
Hey, guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right?
Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Live 95 is Cullman's Independent Radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hey, welcome back. So many different things out there, they view weight loss as an end in itself. And that's one of the things that I love about what I get to do and am learning myself, is it's all about moving forward and what's the next goal and what other lifestyle habit is part of living a healthy life. Because we can all be optimally healthy. We all have different levels of what that looks like because we're all individuals. And let's say somebody that might be 50 and maybe have some health issues, that's going to look different than somebody that's 19 and runs track. So we all have a different level that we can reach. But the good news is we can all be better just by doing small, simple steps. One of the most important things that we can all do, if we're not already close to our healthy weight, one of the most beneficial things we can do is start moving closer to reaching that healthy weight. And we're not going to talk on this show about people that are already thin, but might not be. I mean, it's definitely possible to be slender, but be unhealthy. But we're going to just talk about this time the benefits of reaching a healthy weight. So when I work with people, that's just phase one. And why is reaching a healthy weight so important anyway? So for starters, it can help you live longer. And it can really improve the quality of life. And those really go hand in hand, because why would we want to live longer if we were bedridden, or if we didn't even know we were here and somebody was taking care of us? So they really do go hand in hand. So it can help you live longer, improve the quality of your life. It can slow down the aging process. I feel like that is very true, because I work with people all the time that say, I feel 10 years younger. And I know that I do too. It can give you more energy and vitality. And hands down, this is so true. Improve your mental outlook and increase your happiness. Oh my goodness. Improve your work performance. It can improve your sleep. Lower your blood pressure, cholesterol, and especially the bad cholesterol and triglycerides. Lower your risk for heart attack or stroke. Lower your blood sugar. Eliminate insulin resistance. And a lot of times it's that is part of what metabolic syndrome is. And getting closer to your healthy weight can reverse and possibly eliminate the state of metabolic syndrome. It can dramatically lower your risk of developing diabetes, or if you have diabetes, it can arrest it or even reverse its progression. And I know that's a pretty strong claim, and I just know that there's a lot of people that would think that that's not possible, but I have seen it happen. I have helped it happen, and I 100% know that is true. You can lower your risk for liver and gallbladder disease, lower your risk for varicose veins and deep vein thrombosis and blood clots. It can help you breathe better. It can help to reduce or eliminate sleep apnea, lessen or eliminate asthma, bronchitis, or other lung problems. It can lower your risk of getting arthritis, or if you have arthritis, it can relieve your pain. And that comes along with the reduction of inflammation. You can reduce or eliminate the amount of medication you use. And this might not be for everybody, so this, I kind of want to put a warning on this one. You can increase your chances of becoming pregnant. So, yeah, be careful of that one. And actually, my sister-in-law, who she also helps people move forward in their health, she has had that happen with a client on purpose, but has had that happen. By being closer to a healthy weight, you can improve the health of you and your baby during pregnancy. And then the last one, which is so, so true, especially recently, it's been, Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and it can very much lower your risk for many types of cancers. So even just a 10% reduction in our weight lowers our risk of disease by over 50%. And that risk continues to drop as we reduce our BMI below 25. In fact, the only drawback to weight loss that we've ever encountered pretty much is that you're probably going to have to spend money on a new wardrobe. So that's kind of a good perk, kind of fun, which isn't really a bad thing. But one of the things that I want to talk about, as a lot of times, and I've encountered this myself, I mean, being in a position of wanting to change and being on the path to changing, a lot of times it's just such a journey, and there's more to overcome. I know you've heard Chad and I talk about, you know, you have to have support in your life, and it's got to be the right kind of support in your life. But on the other side of it, one of the things that we talk about in our material is we also have to free ourselves from ourselves. And as we start on a journey toward a healthy weight, it's really important to get a hold of that self-talk that can sabotage our progress, because a lot of times we'll have that constant chatter in our head telling us how we're doing, you know, who we should be, what we should do. And with self-talk, we create our own reality, and sometimes it's even a false one. Excuse me. Woo. And if we constantly say to ourselves, you'll never lose weight, you'll never get there, chances are you won't. So in fact, you may not even know what you're subconsciously programming into your brain until your actions prove it. So instead, I just want to encourage people to try to focus on on your daily activities, your daily actions, and your choices. Focus on those things that you want to bring into your life that you may not have now. And it's not even necessarily that you think that it can happen for you. I mean, just let yourself dream a little bit. And focusing on these things you want to create helps you move towards your goals. So I just want to talk a little bit before we go about this. It's just important to limit the effect that we have, our personal, our concepts and our our beliefs and the problems that we have in life. Because these things can distract us from creating what we really want. and it's just like holding on to a big rock and having that rock keep us from moving where we want to go. We just got to let that rock down and not focus on that rock. So I just, I know that sometimes it can, those self-limiting beliefs can really take over, and they can be a roadblock for so many people. But I'm here to tell you that if you do get the right kind of support and you do get on a path and you can start to trust yourself, and your whole world truly can open up. So I just want to encourage you to not lose, you know, not lose hope, because there is so much to live for. There really is. So with that, I'm just going to, that's good. We're going to, just want to invite you again. Come see us Saturday morning. Come hear about how we're moving forward, the results we're having. And ask me if I had any sugar, because I'm going to tell you no, because it made me feel so bad. You're listening to Path Changes Habits of Health Talk. Stay tuned for the Big D Radio Show. He's up next, and I'm sure he's going to have another wild one for you. Y'all have a great week. Talk to you soon. Thanks.